My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app all across the country. You can take us on the go. You can use the rewind feature. Download that Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline is Joe Theismann, Super Bowl winning quarterback, Redskins legend. And Joe's a golfer, and EB during the break was lamenting about his putter and his chipping.
I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, you have any tips for what EB, kind, Joe?
How many swings have you taken? Like, Eric has taken like practice to another level in the last 9 months.
Joe, as my kids are getting older, you know, the last 20 years I've just been an occasional golfer. So the last year I've decided I'm going to rededicate myself. I'm going to really get my handicap down.
Good.
But I think I've got 9,000 shots at home with my little, you know, backyard mat and net and simulator thingy, a bunch of, you know, whatever, grind at the golf course. And I think my handicap's gone down 2 strokes, okay, which is embarrassing because I've gone from 13 to 11, whatever. I can't chip. I can't putt. I'm infuriated by it. I'm going to go today without even, I'm not even going to try it. I'm just going to buy a lab putter. I know which one I want. I'm buying it. I can't miss any more 4-footers.
Putting is all about confidence.
I got none.
If you have something in your hand that you believe will give you a degree of confidence.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Rory proved, you know, like a few tournaments back, we saw Rory miss 2 3-footers. I mean, you know, just look at it this way. Rory McIlroy missed the same length that you miss. How's that for an analogy?
Yeah. Well, right. I think even the pros from 8 feet are 50%.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I know.
It's not easy, but but I agree. It's so darn frustrating. It's like, I should be able to make, that's what your head's telling you. I should be able to make this. Mm-hmm. I've made it before. And then you miss it. And then the problem starts, because then you start to analyze everything. See, that's the thing about golf. You think of every other sport, you react to it. In golf, you hit a shot, and for the next 3 or 4 minutes, you either walk or ride and think about all the things that you did bad.
Right. Yeah. It's so true. It is the most humbling sport of all. Look, I've played it for almost 40 years now, and I'm still very mediocre. It is so I can hit a great shot, and the very next one, hosel rocket right off, you know what I mean? Kill somebody on the next tee.
And then you're afraid to take the club back.
Yeah, then you don't know what to do.
Then you stand there and you wish you had a pool cue in your hand. It'd be a lot easier to hit the ball.
You didn't know this was going to be a golf psychology segment, did you, Joe?
I love it.
You played in the celebrity tournaments, right, Joe?
Oh, you played that Tahoe thing a lot.
I came back out of Lake Tahoe. I was just in Lake Tahoe.
Are you nervous when you get? Are you still nervous when you get on the first tee?
Yeah. I still get a little bit of small bit of anxiety. I mean, I don't. You know, to me, getting nervous only means that you care about what you're doing. It's like before I do a presentation or a speech, you know, there's, you know, not that I don't think I know what I'm doing, but the fact is I want to do a good job for the people that brought me there. And when you step in front, when you play golf with the guys or gals, it's a different story because, you know, everybody's joking and laughing and you're sort of relaxed a little bit. But then all of a sudden you get into competition like the American Century Investment Tournament and you've got, 10,000-12,000 people standing there watching you try and hit a golf ball. And then you get to the 17th tee where you've got boats lined up. You've got music playing. You know, you're trying to hit a golf shot. Somebody's shooting a basket. Somebody's throwing a football around.
Right.
You know, but yet in golf, this is the funny part. I think in Pasadena, we had over 100,000 people for the Super Bowl in that stadium. Mm. But yet you get on a golf course, everybody goes, shh.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, you know, us athletes that have played in front of tons and tons of people. And all of a sudden, you know, and you turn around, you give somebody a glare, like, how dare you speak when I'm trying to hit a golf ball? But yeah, you can boo the crap out of me when I'm in Giant Stadium and it doesn't bother me one bit. So.
I feel like I need to go to that Lake Tahoe, Joe. It looks very beautiful when I see it on TV.
You have to come out. It's magnificent. And American Century does a fabulous job. A little quick story about that company. American Century Investments gives away 40% of its net profits to the Sauer Institute in Kansas City for research on disease.
That's impressive.
It's just an incredibly benevolent company.
Mm. All right, so
40%, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
I do like 35.
That's a big chunk.
I mean, I figured it was right around your range. I wasn't quite sure exactly where.
Yeah, it sounds
so. Joe,
right in line.
I'm sure you didn't really see much of the Commanders Jets controlled scrimmage or whatever the hell they call it.
Mud Bowl.
Yeah, they only showed a few minutes of it. The reports were kind of mediocre. I guess I'm trying not to get too crazy about it. Everyone is raving about Jaden, though. I mean, my God. And I'm so excited. I agree with everything coming out. It's getting to the point where even though it's so positive, you're starting to think, well, it must be true. I mean, this kid, I think we finally got somebody, Joe.
I agree. I've had a chance to be around him. I've watched him practice. He checks every box that you want for a young man to play that position. I mean, first, you know, I talked about this the other day to somebody, it was the absolute must choice for the Commanders to get him with that pick. Nothing else would have satisfied the fans. Absolutely nothing else would have satisfied the fans. Mm-hmm. Totally understand that. And then you watch his work ethic, and then you talk to the coaches, and you see how he applies himself. And just his demeanor is very, very even keeled. I mean, all the things that you're looking for is special in that regard. And that's why, you know, that's why he was drafted where he was. That's why he was a Heisman Trophy winner. What? And I like the fact that he was at Arizona State and then transferred to LSU. Now it's two different kinds of offenses. Mm-hmm. Now he comes into the pros. It's another offense, but yet he's already gone through offensive changes. So he's a little bit ahead of the curve instead of somebody that might've been someplace for a number of years.
What about his arm talent do you like? Because we know he's an exceptional athlete. We're hearing that he's great at processing. He's big into studying. He's into virtual reality. He gets up at 5:30 in the morning, whatever. He's had a quarterback coach since he was, 10, 11 years old. What jumps out at you when you see him throwing the football?
I always look at how smooth the delivery is. Mm-hmm. Is it labored? Is there a herky-jerky movement to it? He's got a great smooth release. And to me, that means that you're processing what you see. You know, obviously, when the games start, and we'll get a better idea tomorrow night, with the limited amount I'm sure he's going to play, but at least he'll get under center and, you know, communicate to the huddle exactly what needs to be done. Those are the little things that have to get, the boxes have to get checked. It'll be a little bit like a regular season game just because somebody else is on the other side and live action. But he gets the ball out of his hands and he processes very well. And he's smart. To me, I got my fingers crossed that we've got another C.J. Stroud.
Mm.
A young man that has athleticism but doesn't place that above his ability to throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing the football is number one. Making plays with your legs is number two. Now, how do you find a balance? Because I was that runaround kind of quarterback. Mm-hmm. So where do you find the balance to be able to stay disciplined enough in a pocket to do what you need to do, or when things flash, you take off. Now, in college, you know, let's face it. In college, when he lined up and played anybody, he was probably, you know, the first or second best athlete on the field. Well, at LSU was a little bit different because he had some really good receivers too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're in that group that really are better athletes. That's not the case at this level. This level, you have to play with your head. You have to be smart. You have to protect yourself. Somebody asked me the other day, what are you expecting to see from Jaden? I want to see him play 17 football games and hopefully more. Mm-hmm. But I want to see him line up every week so that he can practice and play and get better, because that's the only way you get better. You can't go out like Anthony Richardson, for example. Basically, this is his rookie season again. Mm-hmm. He foundationally is starting over. He doesn't have any film of himself to sit and study and say, okay, I need to do this better. I shouldn't have put the ball there. I think studying what you're doing is important because you know what you're thinking when you're studying the film. There's a difference between looking at film and studying film, too.
Joe, how much further along is Jaden as a passer than RG3 was as a rookie at this same spot?
I think he's a little bit further ahead. You know, RG is a great athlete, and I think it was something that they were going to work on a little bit. His delivery was a little bit different. You know, and you can have different deliveries. And RG got the ball out of his hand very well. But I think Jaden is, you know, I think he's a little bit ahead of where RG was as far as throwing the football goes.
Let me ask you a question. This is maybe weird, but I was just thinking of it as you were talking. And, you know, whenever we have Joe T on, it's always such a thrill because that's really the heyday of my, you know, fandom and for many of us, right? The 80s and 82, 83 team. We all know the 83 team better than the 82 team. I don't know if Joe admitted, but I mean, come on. That 83 team was ridiculous. Could you, Joe, if you were in your peak of your powers right now, you're 25 years old, could Joe T win with the talent that we have on offense?
I think so.
If you were the guy.
I think our wide receiving core matches up well around the league. I think our running backs match well up around the league. The one thing that I had going for me was the fact that I had a tremendous offensive line.
Right.
And I think the whole game starts on offense with those five guys up front. Now, are our guys going to be able to mesh? I mean, I just went through the roster last night again, just out of curiosity, because I knew I'd be talking to you guys. But, you know, as I look at the roster on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, we potentially could start 11 different players than started last year in the opener. So there is that growing period where you get to know one another. You know, Terry and that group, the wide receivers, the running backs, they're there. They understand that. They pick it up quick. But the offensive line is where there's a tremendous amount of communication people don't really understand. And I always look at this, guys. At the end of the year, you look at the five guys that have been together the most up front, and they're probably going to be competing in a championship game or even a Super Bowl. Now, Kansas City was that way. Philadelphia was that way. In the years that New England was doing what they were doing, they were that way. If we can keep everybody healthy up front and they grow together, we'll be in good shape.
Are you alarmed by some of the reports that, like, Forbes is still struggling and that sort of thing, like secondary issues? Seemed like the pass rush is going to be there defensively. What are sort of your thoughts on our defense?
You've got different positions. I mean, you look, Bobby Wagner's going to be there. Lugo's there. Dante Fowler Jr. I mean, you're looking at they're your linebackers. They weren't there last year. So, I mean, you've got coordination to be able to put together and make sure that everybody is properly communicating. You know, Forbes put on what, 17 pounds? I think I read he put some weight on. That's a big change. I mean, you know, I know you put on 10 or 15 pounds, you're a different person. Mm-hmm. Your speed is different. Your quickness is different. So I think he's adjusting to what he really is going to be as a player goes. And they made some moves in the secondary. And they'll find the right combination they want. He'll get a chance. And now the question is, are you up to the challenge to be able to do the job that they're asking you to do?
Joe, the Olympics are going on right now, and I think I remembered. Were you in Superstars back in the day?
Yeah, I competed in the Superstars.
So Superstars, for those that don't know, it was a competition where they would take athletes from different sports. Right. And what I remember was the obstacle course at the end.
So great.
And you would maybe pick 6 or 7 events. Can you remember your experience there? Because I was just thinking, like, you were a great athlete. Don't know if you would have been able to compete in any Olympic sports, but what about the superstars? What did you compete in? Did you do bowling?
I can answer that question for you. No, I would not have been able to compete at an Olympic level. But there was the, you know, you had the quarter mile run, you had a 100-yard dash, there was rowing, there was bowling, there was the obstacle course. I mean, I trained, you know, once I got finished with football and I knew I was going to be a part of the competition, I would start training. I would start running. I would start riding. You had biking. We had, you know, six or seven different things. They didn't have golf at that time. Probably wouldn't have won that anyway. But, you know, they had different events that really challenged you. The obstacle course was the toughest. I mean, I'm trying to remember who it was. One of the guys built an obstacle course in his backyard because you got to remember the dollars today are so different than the dollars were 30, 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. So if you could make $25,000 in this competition, that's a lot of money,
right?
You know, and relatively speaking, that's a lot of money today. But I mean, compared to where we are, so yeah, guys would train. I mean, guys and gals would train. I mean, it was a real, you know, it was something that was fun. It kept you in shape. I'll guarantee you that.
Right. What was your best event?
I think the quarter mile, I probably finished pretty well running. I could always run. You know, I ran for my life for so many years, but I could always run. And that was the one that I felt like I tried to out-endure people.
Right.
Endurance was something. Just like I used to compete and play racquetball.
Right.
I might lose the first game, but you're going to be darn tired by the time we get to the third.
Right.
Looks like you lost to Charles White in the end.
Yeah, well,
a former USC running back.
Yeah, if I lost to Charles White back in the end, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I punched something up. For some reason, I remembered you doing Superstars, and it says, I mean, something came up, 1980 men's final. Looks like Joe Theismann won $8,400.
Nice.
Nice score.
You finished behind Charles White, Russ Francis.
Oh, he was great.
Phil Garner, the baseball player, and then Joe T.
Right. Yeah. It was, you know, it's like the American Century Golf Tournament. You get to meet so many people that you watched on television and you really didn't know. And then in that competition, you really got to know them as individuals and appreciated all of them.
Do they ever have do women participate in the golf thing there in Tahoe?
Yes.
Are they celebrities or are they
Dylan,
like athletes?
No, Dylan Dreyer. Dylan was there. Catherine Tappan. Annika finished, I think, second or third this year, Sorenstam.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
She's. I always, when Annika's on the range, I show up for breakfast. I have breakfast early, and I look for where Annika's standing. And then I go try and stand right next to her and try and watch the way she hits a golf ball, the precision that she has, her study habits. I mean, she's incredible. She absolutely is incredible. And a fantastic person, too.
Right. All right, Joe. Well, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll get
always
you on during the season.
Always great catching up with you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, pal.
Thank you, Joe.
And should EB get the lab putter?
I'm getting the lab putter.
What's the verdict?
Go get it, EB. Go get it.
Life is short, EB.
I bet you are you a Scotty Cameron guy, Joe?
Actually, I'm a mallet guy. I'm a TaylorMade mallet guy.
TaylorMade.
Oh, mallet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Nice. You haven't been intrigued by the lab putter?
I have been intrigued by it. Yes, I have.
See?
Not the board buying it.
No,
I have about 35 in my garage, and I haven't added that one yet to the repertoire.
It is a big expense. Yeah,
the face doesn't rotate, Joe.
Yeah,
no, that's what they say.
Until I get it in my hands. All right, thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, for those that are
you probably
not
paid for any of his putters,
for those that are not indoctrinated, right. What is the difference between the lab putter? I kind of know what the mallet putter
is. Here comes
the
golf nerdery.
No, a mallet is just like what the head looks like. They have blades,
you know,
and they have mallets.
Do you know what lab stands for?
No.
Lie, angle, balance. And so
the face doesn't rotate.
It just stays totally square.
Yeah,
like
totally
you really
square.
Have to be an idiot to.
Whoopie-doo.
You just got to read the line. Just hit the line. Go in.
Yeah.
And, you know, the weird thing is that one of the lab putters, it looks like the print symbol.
Okay,
it's very.
That's the one I'm gonna.
It's very obnoxious looking.
Yeah, the new one though is a little smaller, and they say it's not as obnoxious.
The artist formerly.
I wouldn't care. It could be a huge giant sex toy. I don't care. Anything to make putts. Anything. It's all that matters.
Putting's important.
I could slap it around close enough. Some sort of wedge game because my chipping is... I think I have the chipping yips.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I do. He's a couple. I practice.
To me like, and I heard Valdez say this, yeah, you need a sports psychologist.
Yeah. No, I practice, and then the pressure comes on, and then I just chili it or I skull it.
It's you got to just remove remember the pressure. O'Malley, what's the pressure?
Practice.
What is the pressure, though?
My own self-imposed pressure. Right. My own.
You got to be able to release that and play free.
I can't in all the other shots. It's actually not true. I actually am miserable over every shot.
That's golf generally. All right, got to take a break. We'll open up EB's entertainment page next here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.